Hi, this is Mighty John Marshall with This Day in Rock and Roll History on Downtime with Rich Kimball. On this day, April 7th, 2020, Steve Farmer, singer, guitarist for the Amboy Dukes, on their 1968 Billboard number 16 hit, Journey to the Center of the Mind, passes away of heart issues at the age of 71. On this day in 2015, the original manuscript of Don McLean's American Pie sold for $1.2 million at Christie's in New York. On this day in 2000, Heinz Burt, the bassist for the Tornadoes, dies at the age of 57 after a long battle with motor neuron disease. The group's biggest hit was the 1962 instrumental Telstar. On this day in 1990, at Farm Aid 4 in Indianapolis, Elton John sings Candle in the Wind for 18-year-old Ryan White, who is suffering from AIDS. White will die just hours after the show, and Elton will act as a pallbearer at his funeral 4 days later. On this day in 1979, 24-year-old Ricky Lee Jones performs her upcoming single, Chucky's in Love, on Saturday Night Live. The song would rise to number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100 and help bring Jones a Grammy Award for Best New Artist. On this day in 1973, Diana Ross starts a 2-week run at the top of the U.S. album chart with Lady Sings the Blues. On this day in 1967, paving the way for what would become an FM radio format, San Francisco's KMPX-FM plays rock and roll album cuts instead of 45 RPM singles. On this day in 1962, the Rolling Stones begin to take shape when Mick Jagger and Keith Richards meet guitarist Brian Jones at the Erling Jazz Club. Bill Wyman and Charlie Watts came into the picture in January of 1963. And on this day, April 7th, 1956, a classic based on a real woman who the singer said was really ugly with just 2 teeth and cockeyed is on its way to rock and roll immortality. Who is he? Who is she? And what is this classic piece of rock and roll? The answer's right after this.
Dunnett Incorporated is a family-owned business that's been serving the people of Central Maine since 1948, offering the best in appliances and mattresses from brands you know and trust, and they service what they sell. If you've had the experience of buying an appliance and finding that service means waiting on hold on a helpline, discover the Dunnett difference from pros who know what they're doing and are here to help. Visit them at 63 Washington Street, Penobscot Plaza in Bangor. Check out the website at dunnettinc.com or give them a call at 947-4572. Dunnett has done it again.
On this day, April 7th, 1956, a classic enters the Billboard Top 100, where it would climb to number 6. The record would top the R&B chart and become the first of the singer's 3 top 10 hits. The singer would later explain that his song was really based on a friend of the family who was always drinking whiskey, claiming to have a cold and therefore would drink hot toddies all day. He described her as ugly, with just 2 teeth and cockeyed. She was having an affair with some guy named John who was married to Mary. John and Mary would get in fights on weekends, and when he saw this ugly woman coming, John would duck back into a little alley to avoid her. Here's Little Richard with the infamous Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell Aunt Mary about Uncle John. He claimed he has a misery, but he's having a lot of fun. Oh, baby. Yes, baby. Woo, baby. Having me some fun tonight. Yeah. Well, Long Tall Sally, she's a bit of a species guy. Everything that Uncle John needs. Oh, and he ducked back in the alley.